This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's one thing for a leftist attorney of Chase Bodine's stripe to fail to do his job prosecuting violent crime and focus only on prosecuting cops for malfeasance. That's nothing new. This is, unfortunately, it's not a new part. It's quite another thing, however, to frame those cops because you can't find any truly bad ones in a bid to achieve the grand Sorosian narrative of a bad cop, good criminal. And this is what the San Francisco police chief is accusing Bodine of pulling. And make no mistake, the San Francisco police chief is not, he's not Captain Conservative. He wasn't listening to Rush Limbaugh before he was popular. We get this from off of Twitter. At Chase Bodine's office has been withholding evidence from at SFPD to prevent a domestic violence investigation from moving forward. Trust with the at SFPDA office has been lost as the office has repeatedly been caught lying and withholding information. Now, then we get this letter. And who wrote this letter? Chief Bill Scott. He wrote the letter. So, dear fellow members of the San Francisco Police Department, I write to let you know that I am aware of reports that a San Francisco District Attorney's Office investigator testified in open court yesterday to withholding incriminating evidence from a San Francisco Police Department investigation into an alleged domestic violence case. The investigator reportedly also testified that she was pressured by prosecutors to remove evidence from an affidavit against one of our officers, who faces criminal charges of assault and battery against the suspect in that same domestic violence incident. This sworn testimony is of great concern to me, as you might imagine, and I am exploring various options as to how these new developments impact our department and criminal investigations. I will keep members appraised as I learn more. Sincerely, Chief Bill Scott. Then from NBC, the local NBC station, we get prosecutors at the San Francisco District Attorney's Office are being accused of withholding evidence in hopes of convicting a police officer of excessive force. They have learned that a criminal investigator of the D.C.'s office, Megan Hayashi, testified Thursday that she was ordered by her own co-workers to withhold evidence and said she believed she would have been fired if she refused. District Attorney Chase Bodine and his office did not respond to requests for comment. The allegations stem from the ongoing criminal case against San Francisco police officer Terrence Stengel, who is accused of unnecessarily beating a man with his baton more than 2 years ago. Now, the victim in this, the character in question, was a wife beater, a girlfriend beater, some kind of a woman beater, and apparently he claimed his was a case of mistaken ID, when in fact the DA's office knew that witnesses had said he was the right guy. And apparently he fought the cops after he beat the woman, and then he filed a suit with the city for police brutality. And the picture given was that the cops just went and beat a non-resisting black guy who wasn't even involved in the crime. The witnesses saw something different, but that part was kept out of the charges, and the employee who wanted that part in was told to clam up and let Chaser prosecute the cop for brutality. And they have since forked out $700,000 in cash to the woman beater. Of course, the victim, the woman, got nothing. Turns out, all of that was just a show. And now the police chief has stepped in. And note that the accuser is the police chief. Which, being the chief of police in San Francisco, means you're a part of a notoriously cowardly and politicized office. And this didn't come from the police union, which is dedicated to defending cops, and would be expected to put out such a statement. Nope. The chief, who you can bet is a Democrat in that town, is the one pushing back at this kind of fraud on his troops. This means it's got to be bad. And in the law community, we got this. Having spent 7 years in the DA's office, I've never heard of DA's pressuring staff to withhold evidence and submit misleading warrants to judges. Those corrupt practices are further proof that Chaser Bodine must be recalled, which he's being recalled. Unfortunately, though, that lawyer's, her memory doesn't go back far enough. Another former South San Francisco district attorney, Kamala Harris, has been credibly accused of withholding exculpatory evidence in a death penalty case as California's attorney general. And a certain class of leftists thinks that that sort of dishonesty is all right. And it's not. And the public mood has shifted. There are now calls to the State Bar of California to investigate and disbar Bodine based on this vile and unethical practice, which could send a police officer to prison. And, of course, that kind of dishonesty would stir the ranks of the city's police officers and force their chief to make a statement. It actually offends everyone, making the justice system itself a criminal operation. And as for Chaser, well, his situation, ethics, or moral flexibility in the quest to achieve the leftist narrative, the Hugo Chavez and Bill Ayers dream, the end of policing and the triumph of crime seem to be bottomless. Apparently, there's nothing he won't stoop to, given his absence of a moral compass. And if San Francisco's voters don't throw him out in his mid-year recall over this, well, as I have been saying all along, they'll pretty well deserve what they get from him. This is the kind of dishonesty that, you know, most of the time you only see this in the movies. There was a movie out called His Girl Friday, which was an old film that had Cary Grant in it. And then it was remade as network news or broadcast news. I can't remember what it was, with Burt Reynolds and Christopher Reeve and, gosh, I can't remember the female lead. And in this, the governor in that film, they've got a guy who's going down. He's going to be executed. And they're doing this primarily because they've withheld exculpatory evidence. And they're looking for a political boost from this. And even when they start to prove this, that, and the other, that the guy didn't actually really do this kind of stuff, the governor gets out there with his little think tank, played very well by Ned Beatty, I might add, and says, we're going to kill this guy anyway. And it was less about this guy and the crime he was accused of, and more about what it was going to do for the governor. And this is what you see here. We're about to see something, and, you know, this is the left. This is a hallmark of the left. And the left always circles back on itself. And here we go. We've been defunding cops. Now we're trying to frame cops. And now a leftist appointee from the mayor of that city, what's her name, London Breed or something? Well, guess what? He's about to be going after Chaser Bodine. And I don't know how that's going to play. I don't know how well that can play. But this is the part where we sit back and let our enemies make their mistakes. And while I'm laughing about, you know, I'm laughing about it, but at the same time, I'm laughing about it because this is the most, you know, it's so far away from what I consider to be reality and normalcy. That's the funny part. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, Neil Young, who is 76 years old, better known as And Young, was the first. A few days later, there was rumors that Barry Manilow, 78, was going to file a suit, but he denied that via Twitter. And the same day before the Denny's early bird special expired, Peter Frampton, appears 71 years old, appears to have joined And Young's tenuous movement. And let's call this movement Boomers for Censorship. Now, if you're not aware, and I don't know how you could not be, earlier this week, And Young threatened to remove his music catalog from Spotify if the corporate media behemoth did not remove the Joe Rogan Experience podcast from his platform. And he gave Spotify an ultimatum. It's Joe Rogan or me. It's not clear whether Spotify signed this challenge to its accounting department, but a quick glance at Joe Rogan's download numbers shows that they dwarf the number of music downloads And Young gets on the platform. And so they apparently and politely told Young they were going to stick with Joe. And then, in compliance with his demand, they decided to remove his music from the platform, forcing all of his fans to dust off their shoeboxes full of 8-track tapes if they want to listen to his music again. Frampton then weighed in via Twitter. Frampton, or whoever creates his tweets, posted, "Good for you, Neil. I've always been an Apple guy for streaming. No Joe Rogan for me. Thank you." Now, he didn't make it clear whether he'd actually remove his music catalog or not, and he obviously is floating a trial balloon to see if the other Boomers for Censorship will join him publicly, and then maybe he'll muster the courage to take a stronger stand to ban free speech. Funny that Young and Frampton did not offer to go on Rogan's podcast to debate the points of view with which they have a problem. They didn't even offer to point out what inaccuracies Rogan has allegedly promulgated, as though the new standard for all podcast content is now a requirement that there must be unanimous agreement throughout society on every topic, in which case I'd be doomed. Instead, they just want to hit the off switch, ban it, erase it, eliminate it, censor it. Now, the Boomers for Censorship has some fans, most notably the World Health Organization, which has gone all in on censorship. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of WHO, tweeted, "Neil Young, thanks for standing up against the misinformation and inaccuracy around COVID vaccination, public and private sector in particular. We all have a role to play in this pandemic and infodemic." Infodemic. That's how you brand somebody else's point of view, to frame it as a threat to public health. Then you can justify the anti-democratic stance of banning and censoring their speech and tyrannically silencing their voice. Now the question becomes, is this just a selfish fading rocker having a tantrum, followed by another relevant seeking fellow boomer, or is it the start of something bigger? And it's not actually the start of anything bigger. This is nothing new. Now, the problem with it is this. These guys were the rebels. They put themselves out there as the rebels. We are against the man. I've talked about this before. And, they're not exactly rebelling. Now they just want to be in lockstep with the narrative. And watch for the first non-boomer to join in, followed quickly by a sizable number of other artists with more clout individually and collectively. They wouldn't put their individual music catalogs at risk, but collectively they can wield some power. But keep in mind, no major music artist would sign on to a movement like this unless he or she had advance assurance from a major corporate entity that their bank accounts would not suffer. And in order for this to happen, a corporate entity, assuming Spotify itself, would not be involved, would have to be a catalyst. This is nothing new, you know. In August 26, 2016, we had a self-centered second-string NFL quarterback starving for attention. He decided to protest the cops. Colin Kaepernick, in a widely regarded sign of disrespect, he decided to sit out the national anthem. And while he didn't get much attention at first, a photo of his protest went viral on social media, got a good share of general media attention the next day. A lot of people saw this as nothing more than a stunt to demonstrate his dissatisfaction with his second-string playing status. But say nothing for Kaepernick's media savvy. He had his talking points. But the one problem he faced was that no one appreciated his act of sitting down during the playing of the national anthem. So somebody advised him to kneel. And kneel he did. But quickly he went from a second-string quarterback to an activist, from active player to player in exile, from out-of-work athlete to Nike-compensated activist. Kaepernick has provided the model for what Young could become. And all that would need to happen now for Neil Young would be for some corporate entity to get behind him, herald his music, give him a platform, reinvent him as an icon of courage, all centered on the need for censorship. That entity would then need to pay richly for a steady stream of other musical artists to join him in his crusade to kill free speech. And the first scalp they would need to take is that of Joe Rogan. And they have several dedicated things to Neil Young now on Apple, on iTunes, or whatever they call it, Apple Music, whatever they call it nowadays. So, and here's the thing. I have opinions, other people that have opinions. I don't agree with everything Joe Rogan says. But Joe Rogan has a right to say it. That's what rights are. You get to say it even if I don't like it. And I have a right to say whatever I want to say. And you do not have a right to shut it down. You don't have to agree with me. But you don't have a right to shut it down. And therein lies the rub, I think, that some of these people just don't get. Rights are not about consensus. Rights are not about popularity. They're not about the trending page. Rights exist and existed prior to the government's formation, prior to the Declaration of Independence, prior to the Bill of Rights, and prior to Neil Young and Peter Frampton. I've got music from all those guys. And they've been paid handsomely for it. Go look up their net worth on the web and see how much they're worth. And yes, they're aging, and yes, they're, you know, Peter Frampton has his physical ills and everything else, but they do not have a right to tell you what to think or to say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a massive nor'easter dumped more than 30 inches of snow on parts of the Northeast. The three deaths were in New York, where one man fell into a swimming pool and two others died while shoveling snow. The lights are mostly back on, but more than 100,000 people had lost power at one point. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the U.N. Security Council will push Russia on its massive buildup of troops along the Ukrainian border. Russia contends it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but is demanding promises, including it will never allow Ukraine into NATO. This as Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Mikhanova, says we need to take things slow regarding Russia.
In order to defend our country, we cannot afford to panic. We have to get ready, all of us.
USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House.
Qatar's a good friend and reliable and capable partner, and I'm notifying Congress that I will designate Qatar as a major non-NATO ally to reflect the importance of our relationship.
The Emir of Qatar was updated on the status of diplomatic efforts between the United States and Europe. The FDA is granting full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer's COVID shot got approval last August. Both had been distributed under emergency use authorization. Moderna's COVID vaccine, now called Spikevax, is fully approved for adults. It retains emergency use authorization for teens and for use as a booster shot. Forecasters say there's a 90% chance the weather will cooperate as SpaceX tries tonight to launch a Falcon 9 rocket. Liftoff from Florida scheduled for 6:11 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, if you want to see how the left is going to turn up or turn out or how it's actually going to work out, then you need to go back and look at the USSR and the breakup of the USSR. Because the USSR crumbled because everybody was lying to everybody else. So that nothing could be believed, including and especially economic transactions. And with the Biden administration, the U.S. has entered this same territory. Anybody paying attention can see that the occupant of the White House lapses into dementia on a regular and accelerating basis. In moments of crisis, he is quietly sent out to have some ice cream and go shopping while the hidden hands that make the real decisions and make them badly take over. The propaganda efforts, which is a joint project of the media and the progressives in control of the Biden administration, no longer even attempt a veneer of plausibility contradicting the everyday direct experiences of Americans. For example, the USDA claims 2021 retail food price inflation continued at the same pace as 2020. That's not what happened. And here's the thing about the media. This is the thing about the media. The media itself is now owned by half a dozen transnationals with practical effect that they all collude on their narratives, leaving us surrounded by lies. And this is not just a moral and ethical challenge, but also mentally impractical for a fairly free market, which freezes when info is centralized. and the media owners and colluders all have the info. The free market, of course, has very little. And the Brezhnev years, the magic evaporated, and the children of the nomenklatura started to laugh at their parents. Credibility crumbled. And that undermined everything. The five-year plans were ridiculous, but now ordinary people started to laugh and sneer. I think that was one key to the end of the Soviet Union. If we can take that lesson, we are headed that way mainly because the organs of propaganda are now largely controlled. And that is a key to our current battle. The free media are emerging like Samizdat emerged in the USSR. And the hope, although not the certainty, is that our new Samizdat will penetrate and then flip the organs of propaganda. And see, what you have here, right, what you have here like on this radio network at Genesis, you have free media. You have free media. If you go look at my colleagues here, you know, they're all doing their thing. And there's nobody sitting around saying, this is what you got to do, this is what you can't do. There's nobody in charge of what we're doing. So we're part of the free media. And, you know, Google may demonetize conservative websites, but alternative advertising exchanges develop. YouTube may censor content, but Rumble emerges as a rapidly growing alternative. Trump's new social media venture, headed by Devin Nunes, a brilliant and tenacious seeker of the truth, awaits its debut. And I believe that the radical left slash crony billionaire class knows this. They certainly act as if they know it. And this is the problem. This is the problem. You cannot constantly have nothing but lies going on. Lies eventually explode on you. They go awry on you. It's trying to keep up this idea that there is no blue sky. So what are you doing? What are you? How are you maintaining the whole it's not a blue sky? Well, we got to make them think it's a black sky. How are we doing that? Well, we got to keep them in this dark room. Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to continually keep them in the room if they're in there voluntarily and you're saying, listen, it's dark outside as it always is, so just stay in here for your own good. Eventually, the light will penetrate. And this is what the leftists don't quite get, because this is why everything has to be done by force. In order for them to go ahead and get what they want, the way they want it, to the degree they want it, which is full acquiescence from you to hand over, to cede control of your life over to them, you got to be disarmed. We just can't have you armed. You then have the means to do something that they don't want to consider, which is to fight back. You have the means to fight back, and they don't want this. They know better than you. You've probably heard a few politicians slip up and say, well, we're allowing you to have this. Well, listen, it's not up to you to allow me to have anything. Go look at the Constitution. If you want, and this is the thing the leftists are going to have to understand, they can't do it. They can't do it. The only way they can do it is the way I described last week when I was saying the likelihood is that the Civil War is won by them simply because they have got everything by default. And nobody's pushed them. Nobody's pushed them and developed other means of doing things. But, you know, you have media outlets like Newsmax and One America News Network, and you have talk radio, and you have a lot of things going on right now that are out there today that are quite available to you that they really can't do anything about. And that's why they're so upset with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is not a conservative. He's a free thinker, no doubt about it, but he's not a conservative. And, you know, that's okay. He doesn't have to be a conservative, but at the same time, he should be allowed his platform that he created. And Spotify should stand behind him. But Spotify should sit down with everybody else in there and say, okay, if you want us to pull your stuff, that's fine. But we're not requiring that you pull his stuff because it's okay for you to have your viewpoint and it's okay for him to have his viewpoint. They're not doing that. They should be doing that. So I'm trying to weave this tapestry, if you will, for you to understand that while the left does have just about everything in their pocket at the moment, it's a temporary seizure. Because all things like this circle back around to them. And then, while they're out there, you know, you were originally the target. Well, that changes. That changes. So, just remember that. It's not over till it's over. And as long as we're still fighting, it's never going to be over. And that's their problem. They want to figure out a way to get us to stop fighting. But if you're listening to this, you're already resisting. Simple thing, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. George Soros is back. I know everybody's happy about that. He's gotten out his checkbook. According to Politico, billionaire mega donor George Soros is seeding a super PAC with $125 million, an investment, an enormous investment that will aid Democratic groups and candidates for the 2022 election cycle and beyond. The group, Democracy PAC, has served as Soros' campaign spending vehicle since 2019, channeling more than $80 million to other Democratic groups and candidates during the 2020 election cycle. The new nine-figure investment from Soros is aimed at supporting pro-democracy causes and candidates, regardless of political party, who are invested in strengthening the infrastructure of American democracy, voting rights and civic participation, civil rights and liberties, and the rule of law. Soros said in a statement shared first with Politico. Now, those money bags that he's going to be dropping there will go to, like, the craziest, most compromised, most surreal talking leftists, including legislators, secretaries of state, and presumably district attorneys, three types of officials he's been funding for the past few election cycles, as well as Black Lives Matter type activists. But in the Sorosian style, which means the opposite of what it says, the whole donation is couched on the language of saving democracy and promoting nonpartisanship. It may be a tax dodge, for one, but it's also how Joe Biden, who gets a lot of Soros cash, at least indirectly talks. I wonder why. So naturally, the cash starts with his mini-me. Alexander Soros, George Soros' son, will serve as the Democracy PAC's president. In his own statement, Alexander Soros cited the Capitol insurrection on January the 6th, 2021, and ongoing efforts to discredit and undermine our electoral process reveal the magnitude of the threat to our democracy, adding that this is a generational threat that cannot be addressed in just one or two election cycles. Now, here's the thing. Pouring cash into races sometimes succeeds, but only if the public is unaware of what's going on, and even more important, it doesn't have a name attached to it. Like Jamie Harrison. Jamie Harrison thought he was going to dislodge Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey, as milquetoast as he is better than Harrison. But despite that, money doesn't win. Money in a campaign pays for staffs and it pays for advertising. Now, the problem is that this money everybody who gets this money, they will all be pointed out as having a George Soros connection. And nobody likes Soros right now. Even the left doesn't like Soros. In California, they don't like him. In various, where else is he at? You know, in Philadelphia, they don't like him. In New York, they don't like him. I mean, he is slowly creating a situation where he's not going to be allowed to be in this country. But here's one impact from the funding of so-called democracy and civil society. The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund analyzed the outcome of dropping conviction rates under six different progressive district attorneys. These district attorneys are cited as criminal justice reform prosecutors who seek to use their elected positions to unilaterally end mass incarceration and racial disparities in convictions and reduce recidivism rates. The court found that in each of the six prosecutors' jurisdictions, felony crime rates have increased while their prosecutors' policies are reducing conviction rates. The net results are a lack of justice for victims and rising crime rates. And the report concludes, this signals a troubling trend as these progressive activists attain local prosecutorial roles and may mark a rising crime in the affected jurisdictions and nearby locales. Then there's this from Investors Business Daily. Soros usually doesn't offer up or endorse specific candidates for office. His chief aim seems to be tearing things down, driving the Democrats to the far left, and enforcing party discipline through fair. And in fact, he seems to like keeping Democrats guessing whether or not he's offended. And the strategy seems to be working. No Democrat had the courage to cross MoveOn.org after its libelous Petraeus ad. On Thursday, a symbolic vote in Congress censoring MoveOn.org for the Petraeus ad passed, but with the notable absence of Clinton and Barack Obama. This was a few years back. Election looming, neither wants to cross Soros' MoveOn.org. Now, in other words, Democrat legislators vote as he likes, no matter how unpopular it makes them with voters, because Soros' money is more important. So Obama, Hillary Biden, all in a very deep based in their inexplicable voting patterns. And then there was a third piece that came out. Soros shaping public policies, as OSI calls it, is not illegal, but it's a problem for democracy because it drives issues with cash and then only lets the public know about it after it's old news. And that means the public makes decisions about issues without understanding the special agendas of groups behind them. Without more transparency, it amounts to political manipulation. This leads to cynicism. And as the word of these short-term covert ops gets out, the public grows to distrust what it hears and tunes out. So, you know, he's not the only one doing this now. Bill Gates does it. Mark Zuckerberg does it. All these billionaires get into it. But the public knows about this now. And it knows by the gamey, fraud-filled elections conducted by Soros-backed secretaries of state and the surreal statements from legislators like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the bizarre pronunciamentos from the executive branch and all of his government agencies. And it knows all about the sudden wave of crime in the streets brought on by the Soros-backed Black Lives Matter rioting and Soros-bankrolled district attorneys. Voters are furious about this and looking for calls and finding one with the name George Soros on it. Now, if you want to know how to figure this out, take a look at what happened in the 2018 San Diego District Attorney's race, where a lopsided funding dynamic was going on, where the Soros-backed District Attorney candidate went up against a non-Soros-backed one with much less money. And the race was dead even until Summer Steffen, the anti-Soros candidate, ran an ad featuring a huge picture of Soros, Dr. Evil himself, warning that crime, disintegration, and all the other nightmares associated with Soros funding would come to San Diego if her Soros-backed rival were to win the election. What happened after that? The race decisively shifted in favor of Stephen, despite the fact that she was being outspent 4-1. And once Stephen began pointing out the Soros cash of her rival, her fortune shifted. And George Soros became the kiss of death, even in light blue San Diego. Stephen understood what was going on. So Soros' funding of Geneva Jones Wright is one of 17 district attorney races he's pouring funds in. using his California Justice and Public Safety PAC. He's selecting criminal defense attorneys or ACLU affiliated lawyers with the goal of decriminalizing prostitution, drugs, and prosecuting law enforcement, whether they did anything wrong or not. What does that sound like? I talked about this earlier. Stephan says that the Soros-funded DAs elsewhere have led to failure. There's been a fatal social experiment in Houston. The violent crime since his candidate was elected has gone up 9%. In Florida, his candidate refused to prosecute to the full extent of the law a police officer murderer who also murdered a pregnant woman. And her opponent promised the same. She won, and as a result, San Diego was not plagued with the kind of crime that Los Angeles and other blue cities with Soros-backed district attorneys have descended to. And this is a very potent example because it suggests that the public knows that Soros cash equals hellhole cities. And that makes the Soros money pile useless. And you may think, as Joe Biden does, that slathering more money on it will fix the problem, but at this point, it will probably backfire because transparency is Soros' worst enemy. So kryptonite to a slather cash money plan. It's no wonder he doesn't like what's going on right now. George Soros. What a guy. Hope he enjoys all this free publicity he's getting. He created it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.